The bombardment of Kiev. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. A huge explosion reported in the heart of the Ukrainian capital following a long day and night of attacks.
Russian artillery rounds hit a variety of locations in the city and the suburbs. Two civilians were killed when an apartment building was hit, another when a checkpoint was struck. Overall, some 900 Russian missiles have been fired.
Fox's Greg Pelcott in Ukraine. After a pause on Monday, talks between the two sides are scheduled to resume shortly, but
Russian artillery rounds hit a variety of locations
the
in the city and the
that nothing can happen here. Progress cannot be made unless the Russians stop firing at civilians, stop destroying their towns and cities.
Fox's Jonathan Hunt in Lviv. The Ukrainian military says it has repelled a Russian attempt to take control of the strategic port of Mariupol. A humanitarian convoy of 160 vehicles left that city on Monday. The Biden administration with a warning to the Chinese government.
White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan spent several hours in talks with the Chinese diplomat, warning China about helping Russia with military assistance or sanctions evasion.
There will be significant consequences, but in terms of what those specifics look like, we would coordinate with our partners and allies to make that determination.
Press Secretary Jen Psaki would not detail if China has provided assistance to Russia. An administration official described the meeting in Rome as intense, given the gravity of the moment. But other issues were discussed, including North Korea and Taiwan.
Fox's Jared Halperin. Still no word on the condition of Fox News correspondent Benjamin Hall. He was wounded while covering the invasion in Kiev and is hospitalized. President Biden taking time Monday to speak to a Washington fundraising event for the Democratic National Committee. The president spoke mostly about climate change and again blamed Russia's President Vladimir Putin for high crude oil and gas prices. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
Another state about to ban abortion in the first trimester.
Idaho's House joined its Senate in approving a bill aimed at banning abortions after 6 weeks of pregnancy. It's similar to a Texas measure and allows the father, grandparents, siblings, aunts, and uncles to sue an abortion provider for a minimum of $20,000 in damages. Opponents of the Idaho legislation said it's unconstitutional. Republican Representative Stephen Harris sponsored the bill, saying it's meant to prevent the destruction of innocent human life. Jill Nato, Fox News.
Ohio joins the list of states no longer requiring a permit to carry a concealed weapon. Governor Mike DeWine signing the bill passed earlier by state lawmakers. It allows any adult in Ohio who's not barred from carrying a gun to do so without a permit or special training. Controversial race curricula is being banned in a southern state.
Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves has signed a law banning critical race theory or CRT-linked lessons in the classroom. The Republican rejects accusations that he's trying to whitewash history.
Both the good and the bad should be taught in our schools. Period.
Critical race theory is an academic framework that alleges racism is largely built into most aspects of American policies and laws. Opponents of banning those teachings argue it's largely a college-level course and not even taught in K-12 schools. Supporters of the ban say CRT-linked lessons are being taught to children and dividing classrooms based on race. Tom Graham, Fox News.
A third day of testimony was postponed Monday in the trial of four men accused of plotting to kidnap Michigan's Governor Gretchen Whitmer. after what the judge called an essential participant in the trial tested positive for COVID-19 over the weekend. He didn't say who it is, but the judge said he hopes to resume the trial on Thursday. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.